Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 163, Central Manuals. So for this week's episode, I actually heard about this website where, let's say you need a manual or you lost a manual for a gadget or device that you have in your household, and you can't seem to find it, or you still need that information, or prefer a digital form version of the manual that you have, then that's where Central Manuals comes in. So when you visit the website, it's pretty simple. It's just you're a collection of all the manuals for many, many devices. I'm not going to say that it's for every single device ever made. It's probably more along the lines of devices made recently, so probably in the past few years. I know for I'm pretty certain that it's going to go back about 2 years for sure, because, for example, I looked to see if the manual for my HTC One M7 was available, and it was actually there. And since it's about a year and a half, maybe 2 years old now, or is getting to be 2 years old, that's about the distance going back for sure. But let's say you are looking for that manual for a device that you own, then it should be the way to go. Manuals are available in PDF format, so it is a standard format. So if you are visiting it on your desktop computer or your mobile device, then it will be in a format that is compatible with most apps and programs that you can get. Obviously, you can use apps like Adobe Acrobat Reader on your desktop, but if you use something else, so if you want to use Google Drive or whatever is on iOS or Windows Phone, then it should be compatible. They also have a mobile-friendly website as well, so if you want to look at something on the go, or if you have a question on how to do something on whatever device you may own, then it makes it easy. You just visit their website, do a search for whatever device information you or whatever manual you want, or whatever device's manual that you want, then you can look it up and save it. You can search their website by category or directly by model. So if you're not sure where your device may be, you can do that quick search. Or if you just want to look by category or see if they have something for a device that's around, or you don't necessarily know what the model number is, but you know the manufacturer or the brand, you can look it up that way as well. All the devices are sorted by manufacturer and device type. So for example, if you're looking for the HTC One, you'll go into cell phones and cell phone manuals, and then you'll look up HTC, and then they have everything by HTC by category. So the HTC One manuals by model number are available. So whether it's the M7 or the M8, whether it's on AT&T, or I believe the other option was I think Verizon or Sprint or something along those lines. So they have it clearly labeled which manual the link refers to, so you know that that's the one you should get. So for example, I'm on AT&T, so I'll get that one. If you're on Sprint or Verizon or T-Mobile, you'll go for that one. It also does help, at least I know it's the easiest way to make sure you're downloading the right one is most devices do have the model numbers in their settings and about, usually, or about phone or about tablet, wherever the about section is, so you can double check exactly which manual you need to get, so you at least you know you can get the relatively close one if you're not sure. But that's really all there is for that. It's a really simple and straightforward website. They don't have anything that's too over the top or fancy, or they don't try to go overly crazy with anything on the back end. It's just most of the items you can search for and the categories are there at the click of a button. So it doesn't require any learning curve or anything like that. You don't have to browse around too much. You can look at the categories and go that route if you want. They are relatively straightforwardly labeled, so it's not too hard to navigate. So if you want to look at cell phones, there's that. I believe refrigerators or appliances, something along those lines. So you can click on that if you're looking for manuals for an appliance. But you'll see in the screenshot that it is relatively clearly labeled. The buttons are just solid blue with white text. There's not too much on the website otherwise, aside from the search bar and an ad. So it's definitely a site that's worth checking out if you are looking for that manual, or if you want a digital copy, or the one you have is faded or you've lost it for whatever reason. It is, or it does seem like a good site for all of those manuals. So I know it's worth it for me to have the digital copy, so just that much less in papers that I have floating around, and it makes it easier for me to find that manual if I need to. But you can visit them at central-manuals.com. I haven't bookmarked it yet, but it is worth having a bookmark, especially if you're on the go and you have a new device or you need to help somebody and you want a quick reference manual on how to do various things or get new features or anything like that, or especially if you have a new device and you want to make sure that you want to have a manual handy in case you want to learn how to do the various use the various functions on that device. But that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can always visit or email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. You can find me on Twitter as well at PatelN01. And of course, if you want to support this show and any show on the Geek.io network, you can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/geek.io. So you can help us show hosts, expand the network, remove ads from shows and the website, and all of that good stuff. And of course, you can find this show and any show on the Geek.io network by visiting geek-io.net. But that is all for... Oh, and actually, before I forget, if you want to check out prior episode ebooks, you can visit author.patelN01.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time...